Folks, welcome to Take Two Podcast. We are here live at Hard Rock Cafe in the Inner Harbor for brews and beats like we are every Wednesday night. This is where we come. There's local breweries, there's local bands. This is Craig. I'm here with Brian and Bo. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
We are here rocking out. We have Rachel Hall up on stage right now. You can follow her on Rachel Hall Music on Twitter. You can also look for her on Reverb Nation. Just look up Rachel Hall. You'll be able to see some of her music. We have Dewclaw Brewery here. They have three different bottle choices and two options on tap.
We've tried them all.
We've tried them all, and they're all delicious. They have a grapefruit-infused one. They have a blueberry-infused citrus ale. They have their new Sweet Baby Java, which is their Sweet Baby Jesus one, but based off of some coffee flavor. So, you know, you can have that for breakfast. Probably put it in your Cheerios, make it taste delicious. You know, whatever you need to do to get through that normal Wednesday that nobody likes. But come on down live every Wednesday night, Hard Rock Cafe. Brews and Beats, we will be here. We will be rocking out with whatever beer, whatever band is here. And you can come on live on our show. You can be interviewed. We can talk about movies, TV, music, whatever it is you want to talk about. And we'll stand here and pretend like we care.
Yeah, just kind of like what Bo and I are doing right now.
Yeah, pretty much exactly.
We're doing this now? Are we recording?
We're recording now.
Hey,
you know how the past 35 episodes you pretend like I care?
Right.
What I'm saying?
I care.
We're doing the same thing right now.
I listen to everything.
Listen to everything. Every episode. Yep. Every episode. Even the ones without me in it. I swear I listen to them.
Take Two Podcast, live. Take Two Podcast, we are back. We have the creator of Brews and Beats, Hard Rock Cafe, Kevin. He's back this week. And they actually have a big announcement coming up for everyone that is interested in coming every Wednesday night, 5 to 9 o'clock, Baltimore's Hard Rock Cafe out here on the water. Kevin, what's your big announcement?
Hey, what's going on, guys? On September 6th, we are going to have all the local brews and beats that have been here throughout the summer. We're going to have a big local brews and beats bash on September 6th from 5 to 9. All the breweries will be here. Every brewer will have two beers from their own, and we're going to have a very good time. We're going to send the rest of the summer off with a big bang with all the local brews and beats.
Love it! Every single brewery will be here. That's going to be awesome. That's going to be a good time. And Take Two Podcast will definitely be there as well. Thanks, Kev.
Thank you.
Hey everybody, this is Brian, Craig, and Bo. We are at Hard Rock Cafe in Baltimore, Maryland. Brews and Beats every Wednesday night. This week's brews is provided by Dewclaw. I know you've heard that name before because they are a very popular beer. And we've got Brian with us from Dewclaw. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Hey guys. Yeah, it's a good night to be out here with you. Brian's very popular. He brought stickers, he brought buttons. Oh, and he brought beer.
He brought beer too.
Yeah. So he's educating us on all the brand new beers they have, all their new names. What's the latest that you've got out right now?
Probably the most interesting thing that we have here tonight. It's a once a year release. It's called Morgasm. It's a grapefruit zested blonde ale. It's delicious. It's perfect for hot weather. It's starting to cool down a little bit out here on the patio, but it's still warm and humid. And I'm telling you, this beer is perfect. So what we do is we have our base blonde ale. Then we add a ton of citra hops and grapefruit zest to that. And it really pushes that fruity profile. And it's just perfect for hot weather in this time of year.
And I see that you guys brought a variation on your Sweet Baby Jesus, which I know is very popular around here. And you have a Sweet Baby Java, you said is what it's called?
Absolutely. It's super new for us. It only recently came into the market. And it's always a little dicey when you start playing with a beer like Sweet Baby Jesus that's so iconic for us as a brand. But what we did is we took that base beer, and while it's still fermenting in a fermentation vessel, we basically take a good amount of that beer and steep it overnight, cold brew it over espresso beans. So you get 24 hours of Sweet Baby Jesus sitting on top of espresso beans, and we put that back in the fermentation vessel, let it finish out, filter it, and you get Sweet Baby Java.
So it's breakfast beer, basically.
Absolutely. It's perfect on a Sunday morning, Saturday morning. If you're really having a really rough Monday.
Monday morning. Any morning that ends in Y.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the mornings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's got coffee in it. I mean, it's your excuse.
Exactly.
But where do you guys brew out of?
So we're not too far north from here. We're up in Rosedale, Maryland. Okay. So basically we're at 95, hit 695 on the north side of Baltimore. We're barely over the county. We've been there for about 3 years. We got a 60,000 square foot facility up there with some awesome brewing equipment. And we're actually having an event there this Saturday, so you guys should feel welcome to come out. It's a little Father's Day celebration.
Oh, cool.
We'll be releasing a delicious double IPA called Dad Bod. And it's going to be a really good time. And it's rare because our brewery isn't open to the public for regular hours. But this is one of those special times where we open it about once every 2 months. This Saturday, yeah.
Okay, so normally there aren't tours or anything to that effect.
No.
But this Saturday you can.
Absolutely.
Saturday the 17th?
Yep, you got it.
I mean, what better way to spend a Father's Day than hanging out drinking beer with your kids, I'm assuming.
And breakfast beer.
Breakfast yeah, beer, I mean, yeah. You'd be there all day.
So absolutely. You show up, you prove that you're a dad, and you get a free beer. Mm-hmm. I could swing that.
Perfect. So what sort of distribution do you guys have? Because obviously, being here in Maryland, I know it's pretty popular. You guys are all around here. How far north and south and west you guys go?
We're growing pretty fast. Last year we opened up 5 states. We're hoping to open up another 5 this year. So as of right now, we're in 14 states total, most of the East Coast. The only place kind of in the Mid-Atlantic that we're not in right now is Georgia, but we hope that's going to change in the near future.
Goddamn Georgia.
And Georgia. 3 minutes to get our explicit rating.
Thank you, Craig.
Right.
Orgasm?
It's in our wheelhouse. Yeah, I think we killed it with orgasm at the beginning.
That's true.
But we go as far north as New York City, and then we do a little bit in Rhode Island and Connecticut as well. So we still need to fill out a lot of the New England area. But we go as far west as Ohio, West Virginia, and Kentucky as well. So we're really working on kind of making those new partnerships to go into states and really bring our beers as far as we can. We started in Maryland as a very much brew pub focused business model. And over the past 3-4 years, we've started focusing on really just taking our beer as far as we can because we love it. It seems like a lot of other people love it. So we're trying to bring it to craft lovers everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You guys focus mainly on smaller places that sell beer, or do you go for like the bigger markets like the grocery stores and things like that? Do you get a lot? Because I know grocery stores are very limited in space.
Right.
So it's very hard to get like all these beers.
So this is a Virginian talking about grocery stores having beers.
Right. Yeah, Maryland doesn't do that. Yeah. So Virginia, you can go to a giant Safeway and there's tons. They'll have a whole aisle of, I used to call them micro beers, but they're probably not micro beers anymore. But so I see it's very hard to get into those. Are y'all shooting to get in those, or are you in them?
I think that's a very keen observation on your part. In Maryland, it's more of a small, private liquor store sort of game. You know, you have your grocery store, and then there's always a liquor store nearby, and it's just the way things are run in the state of Maryland. Outside of the state, Sweet Baby Jesus and usually one or two other brands, we do have chain approval there, so we do end up moving a lot of packaged beer. It makes a big difference. I mean, in the state of Maryland, you can go to 20 accounts in a day, and you know, you end up having 20 conversations about getting into 20 different places. In certain states, if you can get a grocery chain approval, you can have a few conversations to get into hundreds of stores immediately. So it's definitely a different game. And that's one of the interesting things about craft beer and the three-tier system of alcohol distribution in America in general. It's just very different from state to state as far as what it takes to really have some success and get some good distribution. And it really comes down to partners. We've been very lucky in the wholesalers that we have across all 14 of our states. We're working with some really good people that are helping us make sure we hit not only those stores, but also the nooks and crannies. And then beyond that, you also have bars. So that's just beyond beer sales and package sales. You want to make sure that your draft beer is getting on in all the places where people go to have a fun time, like here at Hard Rock, where people want to come and have a few beers. You want to make sure your draft beer is there and available, because it's kind of an old saying in the beer industry, the draft really drives the package sales.
So how many restaurants do you think you have? Have in the area? Is it mostly restaurants?
So at one time we were up to 4 restaurants, and now we sold off 2 of them.
Orgasm.
And thank you.
And Craig just had a orgasm.
Excellent.
On air.
On air.
So in the area we have a restaurant currently at Arundel Mills, and we also have a bar at BWI Airport. And for a long time that was our focus. That's how we moved a lot of our beer, is we moved it through the restaurants. Over the past 3, 4, 5 years, we've gone, and it has a lot to do with the success of Sweet Baby Jesus and some other beers, that now a lot of other distributors, a lot of other states are interested in bringing in our beer. And it's definitely a tough time in the craft beer industry right now. There had been an explosion over the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years where it was very, I'm not going to say easy, but there was just a very receptive market to a lot of different kinds of beer. And now there's starting to be some retention there. There's starting to be a little bit of Darwinism. And the big boys, your Budweiser's, your Miller Coors, your Heineken's, they're coming in and they're purchasing the really good
smaller,
but they're leaving them alone, which is a very smart strategy on their part.
Right.
But it's definitely an interesting time. There's a bit of a shift in the craft beer world now.
I noticed that there's a lot of restaurants popping up that are focusing on the beers like that. Not necessarily the big commercial ones.
Oh yeah.
And they must have 20, 30 on tap of nothing but smaller, you know, I say smaller.
Right.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Not the bigger Budweiser, Miller Lite.
When you look at the world of beers out there, when you look at like even places, you know, that maybe traditionally had only like the big five beers on there, they're making sure that they have two or three local options on there. Because it really does appeal to people. I mean, I know it appeals to me. It seems like it appeals to you guys as well. I mean, when you can support somebody that, you know, lives up the road and is making a solid product, why wouldn't you? But it's definitely a very Darwinistic time right now within the craft beer industry.
It appeals to everybody, minus the two ladies that are at a table that didn't even get a beer. Oh, well.
They're hardcore. They like the hard drinks.
All right, so let's take you out of your comfort zone. Let's come into our world and talk a little TV film, if you don't mind.
All right. See if I can hang.
We have a question we've asked every single guest that we've ever had on our show. So you have no wrong answers. Your opinion.
All right.
You're walking down the street and you see Harrison Ford. You automatically think, oh, my God, there's Indiana Jones. Or you automatically think, oh, my God, there's Han Solo.
That's tough.
It's tough, isn't it?
I had both of those recorded on VHS by my mom off of, like, you know, network television when I was a kid. That's what we watched when we were sick. I hedged towards Han Solo, but only by, like, a hair.
Okay. Mm.
Only by a hair.
We have to keep a tally on
it. I have the tally.
What's the tally?
It's now 11-7 Han Solo.
Woo. And it might be because of the recent Star Wars movie. Versus the most recent Indiana Jones movie.
Was, I did not love. Crusade?
Which is part three?
That was the last Indiana Jones movie.
Are you forgetting?
Last Crusade was
Fair. We are forgetting.
Okay.
That
well,
other one.
I would say that's what tips the scales in my favor. Because The Force Awakens, I enjoyed it.
I agree.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tear up at all at the end of Force Awakens? You can say it.
There was some feelings. There was a lot of feelings.
It got real dusty in that theater at that moment.
I'll tell you this. I mean, I think they did a lot of lip service to fans in that movie, but I loved it.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it.
Totally fine with that.
And it's got me excited for the next one. So, and honestly, I loved Rogue One, too. I mean,
Rogue One was good.
It was solid. So it gives me a lot of hope for what Disney's going to do with all of it moving forward. I think it's moving a lot faster. It's getting done well. And no offense to LucasArts or anything like that, but I'm really excited for what the next 4 or 5 years has.
Yeah.
Has
so what do you think about that Darth Vader scene at the end, the fight? What do you think of that?
I liked it.
Is it badass?
I liked it. I mean, it gave me the tingles the way it just like rolled up right on the end of, like, it just butted right into A New Hope.
I mean,
and then you saw Princess Leia right there.
Fight like that was amazing.
And I think when I saw it, maybe it could have been less than a month after that when Carrie Fisher passed away.
It's probably good it happened after, because if it was before, that theater would have gotten real dusty too.
It was. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I think everything set it in the best direction it could be, but I mean, you're playing with fire. You're playing with something that just has like this milestone moment in so many of our minds from when we were kids. It's hard to do it right, but I think they're doing a really good job.
All right, so we do a lot of comic book movie stuff. Okay. Are you into that realm at all?
Absolutely.
See Wonder Woman?
Absolutely. I have not seen Wonder Woman yet.
Okay.
But everything
sexist.
That...
Sexist.
I will say, I am very much a Marvel Universe person as far as the movies go recently. But what I've heard so far and seen on Rotten Tomatoes about Wonder Woman gets me really excited. Like, I will go see that in theaters. And I haven't seen a DC movie in theaters in a very long time.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
It's the last, you know, there was Suicide Squad.
If you're going to jump back in, I think this is the film for you to jump back in on. It's
very
a very
cool.
solid film. So what are you looking forward to? We got summer blockbusters this coming out. What are you looking forward to coming out movie-wise?
Besides Cars 3, obviously, Brian.
Oh, man. There's like so many things I still need to see. I really need to see Alien Covenant. I haven't seen it yet. And that's one thing. I am one of those guys that love Prometheus, even though it got so much hate and it was on the other end of things. But I kind of dug it. I got into it. I need to see Alien Covenant. I just saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Very good.
But I don't have a lot of things on my hit list. It's just like long-term things like Deadpool 2 is, I just can't wait. I absolutely can't wait for that.
I agree.
What is that? We're a year up from
that
right now?
Pretty much.
Summer blockbusters. I don't have a lot on my hit list right now. How about you guys?
Well, I'm hoping everybody goes see Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Planet of the Apes looks good. Spider-Man.
Homecoming.
We got Spider-Man, by the way, in our.
Yeah, we did a summer blockbuster movie draft. We each got to pick 3 films.
Okay.
We're taking our opening weekend box office, just domestically, and then adding them all up to see who wins. We have 6 hosts total. One host that we have, he's already won.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had Guardians of the Galaxy
Guardians.
And Alien.
And Alien, and then he has Despicable 3.
Yeah, that's going to be fine. That's going to crush.
Yeah. So the rest of us, we flopped. One of our guys had Baywatch, and that flopped. Another guy had Arthur, that flopped.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so how about TV, Netflix? Are we binging anything?
My most recent binges is actually, it's been on Amazon for a little while, but it's called Catastrophe. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
I've seen it on there, yeah.
It's just, you know, if any of you guys haven't seen it, it's just about a guy meets a girl in Europe on a business trip, and they hook up, and she gets pregnant, and it's about kind of how their life unfolds from there.
What a catastrophe that is.
Yeah, binge that really quick.
Is that the one in Britain?
Yep.
She's British, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
She's Irish, and she just cusses like a sailor. Right, she's hilarious. There's just, like, so many great one-liners, and their chemistry is really good. And then I also binged The Patriot fairly recently. I don't know if you saw that on Amazon.
You guys are best friends.
I absolutely loved it. I mean, it's like... It's like
I just had two white guy high fives.
It was dark, ugly. I'm glad this is a podcast.
Yeah, no, left hand, right hand. I don't know. It's
got that dark comedy aspect to it, but it's got some action to it, and the scoring of it's really well done. The cinematography of it's very well done.
It's very dark, but there's times where you're like, you just kind of laugh. You're like, I can't believe you just did that.
And I'm not proud of it, but that's one of those ones I watched 8 to 10 episodes in 48 hours sort of thing. And
it takes a while to brew beer and stuff. You gotta sit and wait for the... I mean, what else are you gonna do while you're sitting there? It's not your fault.
And they set up perfectly for next season, so great characters, great acting, just all around. It was a full package for me, for sure.
That sounds like a review we have on our...
Very similar. If anyone wants to see Bo's review, it takes heavypodcast.com. Go look at that, or just listen to what Brian just said. This is pretty damn similar.
Pretty much word for word.
Yeah.
Brian from Dewclaw, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
For jumping on here. I honestly haven't been to a Dewclaw in like 8. I was coming up everything, and I haven't been there in like 8 years when you guys first started, and you guys are the reason there is this big craze, I think, of these small craft brews.
Yeah, I remember going to the one in Bowie.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. And Arundel Mills had one up the road.
Yeah.
We used to go to that one. So I blame all of this craft brews on you guys. I
appreciate it.
But I just had your blonde, your bare ass.
Yeah.
Bare ass blonde. Craig's over here still milking his morgasm.
That's bare ass.
It's very good.
This is the longest morgasm this man's ever had. For sure. So anyone that needs to check out Dewclaw, they're in 14 states.
Yep.
After this podcast, they'll definitely get into about 15 states. That's how good we are.
We have a real big Illinois contingent
that's
begging for.
So Brian from Dewclaw, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys. I appreciate it. It's a great time.
Thanks, buddy.
Cheers.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Cheers.
All right, this is Brian. We're back from the tippy top of Hard Rock Cafe, Brews and Beats, every Wednesday night. I've got Craig, I've got Bo, and we are visited by an amazing guest, Rachel Hall. She's been killing it all night long, her and her guitar up on stage by themselves. Rachel, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. So, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Harford County, Maryland, not too far from here.
Okay. You're all by yourself, but you and the guitar, no band, no nothing, just you?
Just me today, but I usually play in duos or in a band.
Okay. And we told them they weren't allowed to come today?
No.
Right, they're just not.
The person who booked me said solo, which I was like, okay.
Okay.
And obviously she's good enough. So,
yeah. Well,
I hope so.
We won't tell the other person.
Yeah.
It's more fun to play with other people, but this is cool too.
She's the Simon of the Simon and Garfunkel.
Got it.
So give us a little bit of your inspirations musically. Who inspired you as a kid, growing up?
Well, my dad was probably my biggest inspiration. He's a wonderful musician. When I first started playing guitar, I was really into Sheryl Crow and Jewel and a lot of the 90s girl singers. And then I got a lot of classic rock influence as I started playing guitar more. And then I just started liking everything.
Awesome. Okay, you've been killing some covers up there. Do you have any original stuff that you've been doing?
I do. I have some originals. I haven't played any tonight, but I should probably play some next set.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to request all original stuff. That's
oh my goodness. Mm-hmm.
So what, nowadays when you're upstage, and you said you're usually with a group, do you do a lot of settings like this where it's like small sort of, you know, backyard, you know, patio kind of stuff? Do you play a lot of larger venues, you know, that sort of stuff, or is it locally, mostly more local stuff nowadays?
It's mostly local stuff. A lot of, in the summer like this, it's a lot of stuff on a deck like this, which is really fun.
Perfect.
And then sometimes, you know, I would say medium-sized rooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Horseshoe Casino and stuff like that, that's what you're doing?
Not yet.
Meriwether.
Meriwether.
Jiffy Lube Live. Those kind of things.
Rising Center.
Right. Opening for Sheryl Crow.
Right.
So I guess she's more country now.
Sheryl Crow
is too. And Jewel is too.
And
Jewel
is too.
Funny. They did both
go
to country.
So are you going to switch to country at some point as well? I mean,
who knows?
Is this what you're doing later in life?
Maybe that's where things are supposed to go.
Yeah, exactly. What everybody does. Hootie did it.
Hootie did it.
That's right.
And then what happened? We don't know who Hootie is.
We don't know
anymore.
Who he is, yeah.
Right.
He's got a real name, apparently, but nobody knows what it is.
Some Hucker, I don't know.
Darius.
That's right.
Darius
Rucker. See?
I knew he had a name.
Rachel around.
Mm-hmm. All right, back to the name we're concentrating on, Rachel Hall. What else do you have for us? Where are you performing next? Where are you going to be? Where can we find you?
I'm right over here in Power Plant.
It's Radio Sweetie, so when you point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, pointing isn't going to help any, right?
This is a mic, not a camera.
This direction to my left. There is the Power Plant area. On Saturday, I'll be there with a drummer, doing a double, Mex, and then Line and Kugel after that.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So that should be fun.
Nice. And that's Saturday the 17th?
Yep.
Okay.
And then Sunday, I'm with my full band up in Harford County at a place called Hickory Lodge.
Nice. Is your full band just called Rachel Hall's Band?
Nope. It's called Rocket Pop.
Oh, Rocket Pop. Nice. I do love Rocket Pops.
Nice. That's
they're
what we named ourselves
pretty
after,
delicious.
The red, white, and blue.
The red, white, and blue rocket pops. They're delicious. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Website or anything you got? You're on Twitter?
I have Twitter. I have a site on Reverb Nation.
Okay.
So that would be my website.
And we can just look up Rachel Hall or Rocket Pop? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And are you just at Rocket Pop on Twitter?
It's not the band on Twitter. We actually need to do that. It's a very new band. We've only played two shows, so this will be our third show on Sunday. We're really excited.
And you're already doing big stuff.
Well, then remember us, please, when you get to
play. Let me you do start playing Nissan and, you know, Meriwether.
Let me ask you a question. With the band, who does most of the writing? Is it like a group thing?
It
or?
Is a cover band, so we do mostly 70s. So.
Nice.
You know, rocker chicks from the 70s. Very
so fun. You do the writing on your own for yourself?
I do, yeah. Okay. That's kind of just my thing. But I would love to incorporate that with the band eventually.
That would
we'll,
be good.
We'll talk to them for you. We'll make sure
please
happens.
Do. Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah.
All right, so let's bring you into our world a little bit. We do mostly TV and film. So we want to ask a few questions down our avenue.
Okay.
Every single guest we have, we ask the same question to lead off.
Okay.
If you were to see the actor Harrison Ford walking down the street, immediately in your head, you think, oh my God, that's Han Solo. Or you would think, oh my God, that's Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Good answer.
Jones?
Good answer.
Yeah. Best answer, I think.
Good answer. No whammies. No whammies.
No whammies for you.
Well done. There's no wrong answer. It's your opinion.
Okay. No, there is. There is.
It's impressive that you went indie with the recent Star Wars stuff. You know, indie hasn't been popular lately. But
that's true.
Yeah,
I feel like
true.
You went with your childhood heart on that one.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So what movies have you seen lately? Have you been out at all?
She just writes music inside her closet.
I am in a bit of a bubble as far as movies and TV go, but the last movie that I saw that was probably the newest was Sausage Party.
Nice. We totally went and saw that at work. A bunch of us at work went and saw that after work. It was fantastic.
It was fantastic. I love Seth Rogen, and I had no idea what I was in for when I started that.
On your next set, can you sing Just the Tip?
Please, I wish I could.
Why can't you? This is a good crowd.
We'll do some backup for you.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
We've got Duclaw here. They're serving Morgasm beers.
And yes, they are.
Just the Tip.
And bare ass
blonde. I mean, all goes together.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what that just it goes together.
Disregard.
Right. Never mind. We'll get our explicit rating.
We've already gotten there.
Yeah. I think that's going to boost us up to a PG rating. Stop it.
Yeah, all right, how about like any TV, any Netflix? Are we binging any shows?
I'm definitely a Netflix binger, but my favorite show is Game of Thrones, so I'm very excited about the new season.
The new season
that.
Coming out.
Yep. Yep. Month coming out. Awesome.
Yeah, I was wondering. Like, it seems like it keeps delaying when it's going to come out.
Yeah, because they're saying that this season comes out next month, and then the next one is until 2019.
Yeah,
yeah, it's saying? A longer wait this time.
HBO must have something to do with that because they did that with Sopranos, and it seems like you get into Sopranos. And you wait for the next season, it takes a year and a half, 2 years for the next, it's like, I lost
interest.
Because
they know we'll wait anyway. You can complain all you want, you're still going to watch it.
Oh, no, I didn't. I stopped watching it, so there. Although Game of Thrones, I will watch.
Yeah.
Favorite Game of Thrones character?
Daenerys Targaryen.
Oh,
I have a feeling you. to mix it.
Mm-hmm. If
she
I would have,
like that
yeah.
strong woman.
That strong,
yeah. She's here on her own. Her band and Dragons
yep.
left her.
Left her, and
she's
still
right.
here on her own.
Exactly.
That's right.
She doesn't need
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That should be your new band name now. Rachel and the Dragons.
She'd be
Rachel and the Dragons. I like
Khaleesi.
That.
Yeah.
Maybe when we start doing my originals, that should be.
I think it's yep.
changing
yeah. yeah.
We can do an entire Game of Thrones cover songs.
I like
just
it.
About Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Since you're a writer, we do want to try and talk you in. We need a new intro for our show.
You do?
We do.
Oh, that's
we need
exciting.
A new outro. We need a new middle. Whatever you want.
Right. Whatever you want. Basically, we need not free music from internet, because that's what we use. So,
yeah. Got to have something that's just yours.
As long as it's titled Take Two with Rachel and the Dragons.
That's totally
okay.
fine.
The name of the song.
Totally fine.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it.
So we can find you on Reverb.
Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation. On Twitter, just at Rachel Hall.
Yep.
Okay. And your other band member?
It's at Rachel Hall Music.
At Rachel Hall Music on Twitter. Awesome. We'll look you up. We'll add it to our show notes as well.
Great.
And everybody else, come out to Hard Rock Cafe if you still get a chance to come. Check her out. She'll be at Power Plant Live this Saturday night, June 17th. And then after that, anything booked?
Yes. A bunch of stuff.
Bunch of stuff. You'll find
check
her.
Out,
just look her up. It's on the internet. It's on the internet.
Or Twitter. She'll tell you all about
it's
it.
It's on the intranet.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Be there.
Yeah.
We've got some great IPAs in Baltimore, but DC's got a much great.
Right. Yeah. You guys are like in that middle, in between both cities.
And,
like,
and then all of a sudden, you know, like, well, why am I going to pay to freight the city?
Rachel's killing it tonight. I saw her set list, and she had Bobby McGee listed, so I requested it. Bobby McGee.
He came out in the interview, and I said, "Hey, my wife likes it."
All right,
man.